Okay, Sanhedrin Pei Dalet Amid Aleph. In the Shatantin's Gemara, it's 84a1. Okay, we're about to finish this parak of Anisrafim. Okay, the Gemara mentioned a number of things, Ukainim, Tomei, all that the Chayiv Misa. Right? Misa Vide Shemaim if they do it. Certain things are only a lav. That means you don't get killed, but you get malchus because it's a negative commandment. Okay?
How far are we
now? Pei Dalet Amid Aleph. Second line from top. Okay, the Gemara says like this. In the Brice it said before that an Einin, again, a mourner from the time of death until the Levaya, is called an Einin. Okay? He's not obligated in mitzvahs. But how do we know that a Kohen who's an Einin, who works in the Beis HaMikdash, only gets a lav, he doesn't get mitzvah? How do you know B'chal he gets a lav? As it says, min HaMikdash LaYetzei, it says about the Kohen Gadol, he shouldn't leave the Mikdash, V'lo Yechalos Mikdash HaLokavi, he shouldn't profane the Temple of Hashem. Ho'achas, so a person who's not a Kohen Gadol, meaning a regular Kohen, Chilal does desecrate the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a din in the Torah, you're not allowed to desecrate the Beis HaMikdash. The fact that Aaron a Kohen Gadol is told, no, you can work as an Einin, and you're not going to desecrate, means a regular Kohen that works in the Beis HaMikdash as an Einin does desecrate. And the Torah says, v'lo yichalo, don't desecrate. So therefore, he'll get Malchus. Not Misa, but it's a love. Amalei Ravada, L'Rava, so Ravada said to Rava, but he should be Chayiv Misa. Why? Nelev, Chilo Mitruma. Let us learn out Chilul by Truma, and what's the din by Truma? Is Chayiv Misa, right? Ma'ala halim b'misa, just like by Truma, if a person whose tummy eats Truma, a kohen whose tummy eats Truma, we learn the din is Chayiv Misa. So in Einim, we should also learn the Gzeir Shavah that we're learning, Chilul, and just like a kohen tummy eating Truma gets Misa, so in Einim should also get Misa. One minute, the Gemara says, is the word chilol, it doesn't say chilol by a regular kohen. The word lo yichalel says by a kohen gadol. We just learned out that a kohen gadol doesn't lo yichalel, but you can't learn out a din of a regular kohen from a word that doesn't say by a kohen. It only says it by a kohen gadol. So therefore, you can't go up. Mikvah Kosev, we only learn it out like this. Because a Kohen Gadol doesn't desecrate, a regular Kohen would desecrate. Right? That's what we learn out. But it's not a din clearly by a regular Kohen. So you can't learn out, that's the rule. You can't learn out Gzeir Shavah unless if the word is by the person himself. Here, the word is not by a regular Kohen. It's by a Kohen Gadol. From a Kohen Gadol, we learn out a regular Kohen. That a Kohen Gadol does not desecrate, and a regular Kohen does.
The Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Gadol, but is he not also a regular Kohen?
No, he's plus.
I mean, he is plus, but aside from being a plus, he's also a regular Kohen.
I understand, but the din of not desecrating is only for a Kohen Gadol. The Torah says that a Kohen Gadol works as an Einin, because if he doesn't, he's mechalal. If he doesn't work as an einin, then he desecrates. But that's only a unique kohen gadol. Because by all the other things, the mashal, a kohen gadol doesn't become tamei even for family, for nobody. Okay, now the Gemara says like this: Yeshiv minolon. One of the things that Gemara de Braisa said before, a Kohen has to stand when they do the Avodah. What happens if a Kohen sits and does the Avodah? So then the Gemara de Braisa said before, it's not Misa, it's only a lav. Right? But where do we learn out that you're not allowed to sit while you're working in the Beis HaMikdash? Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Kro, the Pasuk says like this, Kivei Bachar Hashem Alekecha, because in the Kohen Hashem chose Mikol Shvatecha, from all your tribes, Hashem, meaning Hashem chose the Kohen from all the tribes, Lamed Ulasharis, to stand and to serve. Meaning, la'amida b'chartiv. What did I pick him for? That he should stand when he does davayda, v'lo yeshiva. Okay, so again, the Gemara says simply, but it's not, doesn't say misa, there's nowhere to learn out misa. Bottom line is, it's a lav. So if a kohen did davayda when he was sitting, he gets malchus. Balmum, how do we know a blemished kohen also, if he does davayda, it's a lav and not misa? Rabbi, so but it's interesting. Rabbi Yemer b'misa. Rabbi Taka, and the Gemara is going to explain why Rabbi holds it. Rabbi says a kohen who's a balmum. It's like 50-something blemishes of a kohen. By the way, one of them is a left-handed. Very interesting. A left-handed kohen is a mum. I know the left-handed people are not going to like it, but that's the bottom line. So he says, a balmum, if he works, so Rabbi says, Taka b'misa. Rabbi says he got misa. Chamein bazara. So now the Gemara is going to learn, why does Rabbi say misa, and why does Rabbi Yudah say, why does Chacham say only a lav? My time of the Rebbe, why does Rebbe say the guy gets misa b'day shemayim? By the way, it's interesting, what did the blemished kohenim do in the Beis HaMikdash? Check the worms. They go through all the wood, because the wood that they put on the burnt on the Mizbech, they're not allowed to have any worms in it. So Baal Mum Kohen couldn't do Aved in the Beis HaMikdash. What did he do? What was their job? Sitting a whole day, going through the wood, making sure there are no worms. That was their job.
So going back a few steps, a regular Kohen must designate himself for...
No, he's not. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to work when he's a Einin.
Yeah, but a
regular Kohen not.
Should take his time and go and take care of the dead.
Yeah, yeah.
For 7 days.
Yeah, I mean...
And a Kohen Gadol must work or he could work?
A Kohen Gadol must work.
And what's Azhara?
Azara means a lav.
I know. What kind of Azara? It's just...
What the Gemara is going to learn. One second. The Gemara is going to learn. Where do we find the lav? Okay. My time of the Rebbe. First the Gemara says, what's the reason, Rebbe, why it's chayiv misa? Because it says, alacha pareches lo yovet. Okay? If the pasuk says like this, he shouldn't come. Okay? It speaks about a balmum. He shouldn't come to the pareches. And over there the pasuk says, chilil. V'lo yichalil. You shouldn't desecrate. So Rebbe says, V'yalev chilu chilu mitrumah. So then you learn out chilu again, chilu chilu from truma. By Balmum it says chilel. By truma, who's if you tell me and eat truma, it's chilel. So mala halim b'misa. Just like truma, if a kohen is tell me eats truma, you get misa. Avkan b'misa. So the Gemara asks, 1 minute, why are you learning chilu chilu from truma? Neilu chilu chilu minaisar. Learn chilul from Naisa, and over there it's kaddish, not a misa b'dei shemayim. Right? The Gemara Rabbi says, a balmum, it says chilul. By truma, if a kohen's tummy eats truma, he gets chilul. So just like over there is misa, here's misa b'dei shemayim. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, why don't you learn out from Naisa where you get kaddish? So the Gemara says, mistabra ava mitruma ava leila melech. You have to learn it out from truma. Why? Shekain. Sul aguf mipsul aguf. What's this case of kohen tamei eating truma? The kohen is tamei. What's a balmum? The kohen is a balmum. What's naisar? You leave the animal over after the allotted time.
It's the animal.
It's the animal. See, what's closer? Balmum is a blemish in the person. Tamei is a blemish in the person. So you learn out person from person. So the Rebbe says, why should I learn it out from Naisar? If you have two choices, to learn it out from a Kain Tomei Truma, or Naisar, he says, of course I'm going to learn out from Kain Tomei, because it's the person. So the Gemara says, Adraba, mi Naisar Leila Melef, you should learn it, because there's closer connection to Naisar, Shekain, Kedesh, it deals with holy things, Panim, inside the base of Migdosh, and it's also Pigel of Naisar. The Gemara says like this, but from Tzveitin's side, from the opposite side, there's a reason to say you should learn enough from Neisar, because in a bunch of things, it's connected, it's similar to Neisar.
Yeah, like before.
Right. So again, Elam, Itame, Shishimish,
Gomor. I'm so sorry, I don't understand.
You have a choice to learn out Balmum, yeah, either from Tame,
cold or hot.
Cold. Tame, or Neisar. So Gemara says, well, I mean, it's more similar to tummy because it's the body versus the animal, right? But the Gemara says, well, I mean, but in certain things, it's more similar to nice and five things. But the Gemara says what they are. Kodesh has to do with holy things. It's inside the Beis HaMikdash. All the Kabbalah is inside the Beis HaMikdash. Baal Mum is working inside the Beis HaMikdash. So it's more connected. The Gemara just says in more cases, it's connected to Nisa than it is to Baal Mum, to our Tameh. So Gemara says, no. Elim Tameh Shishimish Gamar. We learn it out not from a Tameh that eats Truma. We learn it out from a Tameh that serves in the Beis HaMikdash. And that is about Baal Mum. We're likening now to a Kohen Tameh who not eats Truma, but works inside the Beis HaMikdash. What?
Why would we have a Minah to compare a Baal Mum to a Noisar?
Because in five things it's similar to Noisar.
And that's a thing.
But yeah, but still, in five things it's similar to Noisar.
And what about
only one thing, it's the person himself. The Gemara says, okay, if five things is better than one thing.
Okay, so why does the Gemara reject that then?
Because then the Gemara's question, why do you learn, you should learn out from Neisar? That he's only Kodesh. So the Gemara says, we don't learn it out from Truma.
Why?
Well, Gemara says.
We don't learn it from Truma?
No, we don't learn it out, Baal Mum, from Truma. We learn out Baal Mum from a Tomei, not who eats Truma. Because that's outside the Beis HaMikdash. What do we learn it out from? A Tomei who served in the Beis HaMikdash. Again, that's body and body, Baal Mum, and it's not. This is all inside the Beis HaMikdash. A Kohen whose Tameh serves in the Beis HaMikdash, he gets Misa. Okay? So the Gemara says...
One more question?
What?
Why do we have to learn the laws of Baal Mum from Tameh or Nisar? Why don't you learn it from itself?
Because it doesn't say Misa.
There's no laws about Baal Mum?
No, it just says Lisa L'Chalel, to desecrate. Just so to desecrate.
We want to learn the punishments associated.
Yeah, yeah. So Gemara's question is:
the Torah doesn't give any punishments associated with Baal Mum.
No, it just says you shouldn't desecrate, which is a lav.
So you have to learn it either from
Nicer for Truma, from somewhere else. But then the Gemara says, it's not similar. Okay, so the Gemara says like this: Kodesh Pnim Pigul VeNicer. Mikedesh pinim pigul v'neisir. And what does it mean? V'rabbanim, what did the Chachamim hold? Why did the Chachamim hold it's only a lav, it's not misa? Because Amar Kra, because by a Kohen who eats Truma when he's tummy or works in the Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk uses the word boy. He. Which means v'lei b'baal mum. The word boy means he desecrates. Which means somebody else doesn't desecrate. So the Torah itself excludes a Baal Mum. It only includes a Tomei. It excludes a Baal Mum. And that's what the Gemara says. So according to Lepero, the Gemara says like this. A Baal Mum that serves in the Beis HaMikdash, according to Rabbi Yishai Misa B'dei Shemayim, because we learn it out. Rabbi says we learn it out from a Tomei who serves in the Beis HaMikdash, that gets Misa. And the Chachamim say no, because you can't learn it out from a Kohen Tameh who works, because by a Kohen Tameh who works, it says boy, him, he desecrates, which excludes a Baal Mum that he doesn't desecrate.
So you compare it to Noisar?
So therefore it's only a lav.
So what did the Chachamim hold?
You get a lav, you get Malchus, thank you. You get Malchus. You don't get Misa.
And this is only if he knows it's a Baal Mum and he does serve.
Right.
If he doesn't know,
then show you. When he doesn't know.
Well, where's the list of 50 in Yanim and the list of 50?
Oh, the Rambam brings it down when he talks about the Dinam of Kayanim and the Beis HaMikdash and the Veda Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says enumerates all the blemishes of a Kayan.
I mean, there's a lot that the Psukim enumerate. You know, if his eyebrows are connected, if his eyes are not straight.
But there's a bunch
one
that...
One limb is bigger than the other.
Yeah, but like a left-handed, the Torah doesn't say.
What's considered left-handed?
He writes with his left.
No, some people...
That belong to the left-hand society, you know, there's a thing, organization, left-handed people.
If you're I write with right, but I throw with left.
Democrat.
No, so by tefillin, we learned during the week between Mincha Maariv. Tefillin is a unique din that you go by writing. Because this is a kshartam, leisa yadacha, or savtam
hamezuzis. That's the stronger hand.
So therefore, by tefillin, the rishen, I mean, the halacha is it goes by writing. Unless, if you write with your right, and you do everything else with your left. Or you write with your left, by the way, it's not so uncommon, and you do everything else with your right. Okay, so that's a big machlekes, I mean, even in our circle, between Alter Rebbe and Tzemach Tzedek. The Alter Rebbe says you only go by writing. Tzemach Tzedek says if you do everything else with the other hand, you go by everything else. But it's a big machlekes in all the poskim. But that's only by tefillin, because the Torah says l'kshartam l'chsavtam. By other things, the definition of left-handed person is not necessarily only go by writing. By the most of the things that you do with your left hand. There's a sefer now called Iter Yad. A few already. I have it. It's this thick. All the dinim of left-handed person. But that's a Chabad guy wrote it. It's a so-called Chabad, you know, poskim. But there are a lot of svarim in Halacha. Even the Encyclopedia told me it says like 20 pages in Iter Yad. And left-handed people, what are they? There's a lot of din. What hand do you hold the tzitzis in? What hand do you hold? Okay, in Shulchan Aruch it says clearly a lulav l'mashal, a left-handed person holds a lulav in the left hand. It's because it's their right hand. I'll tell you another interesting example. A left-handed person washes for bread, yeah? Or netil siyadam, what hand do you wash first?
Left hand.
So most pas, interesting, most poskim hold the right hand.
Why?
Supreme Godim. The Tzemach Tzedek holds. No, you do the left hand. So we wash. I mean, I'm not left handed. I have in laws that are left handed, the grandkids that are left handed. But left handed people, according to our minig, the Tzemach Tzedek holds, not like the Supreme Godim, that you wash the left hand first. Most poskim, or Cheschayim, a lot of poskim bring down the washing, you wash the right hand first, even though you're left handed. So a lot of differences. What hand do you use for Shema? There's a lot of differences. A lot of poskim define it very simply. When you're talking about using the right hand, because it's more prominent.
No matter what.
Moshe, why do you hold Kiddush cup in your right hand? Because it's the more prominent hand. You're making Kiddush. Or then before you eat a food, yeah, you have to hold it in your right hand when you make the bracha. That's in Shulchan Aruch. You have to hold it in your hand, yeah. So why do you hold it in the right hand? Because right, there's more chashuv than left. So therefore, you hold it in the more prominent hand, yeah? But by you, if you're left-handed, that's your prominent hand.
The issue becomes that people are ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous.
I mean, yeah, they do. I write with right, but I throw with left.
Yeah, but it depends. People that do 50-50 have a dinner of a right-handed person, if they write with the right.
I understand why a left-handed coin shouldn't work in Beit HaMikdash.
Why?
It could be because a left-handed person, like in sports, have an advantage over his opponent because it confuses them.
Yeah, but you guys don't play baseball. You can't have a left-handed shortstop.
That's very much true in martial arts.
You know, basically, you don't know baseball.
Yeah, you guys are illiterate.
You can't have a left-handed shortstop.
I don't know.
Or a third baseman. You can't. There's no such thing a left-handed shortstop. What?
In martial arts or boxing, a left-handed...
Okay, the left-handed people all say that left-handed are smarter. I know, I have a wife that's left-handed. But my wife is interesting. She writes on paper with her left hand. She's basically a lefty. She writes on paper with her left hand. But when she was a kid in school, and you know, the kids used to come up to write on the board, she had a teacher that refused and didn't let her write with her left hand on the board.
Forced her
to write. I don't know if she smacked her, but she forced her to write on the board with the right hand. So on the board, my wife was a teacher for many, many years. On the board, she wrote with the right hand. She can't write with the left on the board. On paper, she only writes with the left, not the right. And it's identical writing, but she can't switch it. She can't write on paper with her right or on the board with her left.
Interesting.
I told her she's unique.
Conditioning.
No, that's what they got used to.
They say those people are brilliant because they use both sides of their brain.
Okay, very good. But in halacha, there's svarim written on Iter Yad. There's a lot of dinim when you know. But Iter Yad, then you have, it's more interesting, Iter Regel. left-handed foot also applies to many dinim. For instance, chalitza, we use the foot, right? You take off the shoe, what put on the shoe, take off the shoe, that's chalitza, yeah? So over there, there's a whole there's in halacha, there's something called itaregel. So in halacha, how do you define itaregel? It's interesting. If you stand straight, subconsciously, and you start walking, what foot goes first? Right. No, left-handed foot would... But today you can classify much simpler. What foot do you kick with? One of my yak is right-handed and left-footed.
My brother also is right-handed.
He's right-handed and left-footed.
So what do you do at Shmona Esra? Which?
No, that you go...
left and right, right? Coming back left?
No, you go... Just take everybody else.
Unless you're left-footed.
No, both of them. Okay. Anyway, but it, in the base of Migdash, it's considered a blemish. B'chlal, years ago, people, like I said, that teacher used to force it to write with, people considered left-handed something wrong with you. Yeah. No, really. That, yeah, make sure you do it right. Okay. Okay, now the Gemara says, say, here's it from Me'ilah. Gemara says like this. Me'ilah is like this. What's Me'ilah? Somebody misuses the base of Migdash. Things. Objects of the base of Migdash, right? So if you do a B'shegig, you have to bring a carbon Me'ilah plus an additional fifth and so on, right? Now, what happens? Hazed b'Me'ilah. A guy intentionally misused objects of the base of Migdash. What's the punishment? Rabbi Eimer b'Misa, Chomem Eimer b'Azor. Again, the same argument. Rabbi Holt, Mira Nasi Holt, you get Misa, because it's b'Mezid, and Chom say it's only a laugh. My time with Rabbi, why does Rabbi hold Misa from Me'ilah? So he says, Amar Ababu, Gomer Chet Chet Mitrum. He learns out Zeyre Shavu, by Me'ilah it says Chet, by Trum it says Chet, Ma'la Halim B'Misa, again, just say by Trum, if you Tomei, the punishment is Misa, Avkam B'Misa. But Rabban and Amin, B'Chom say no. Amar Kra, the Torah says, boy, by Me'ilah, the Torah says, I'm sorry, by a kind tummy who eats truma, the Torah says, boy. Yeah? Which means him, only he gets Misa, but it excludes everybody else that they don't get Misa. Okay, Zar Sheshimish B'Migdosh. Okay? Now, in the Mishnah it said, now this is going back to the Mishnah of Misa, not, so it says like this, a non-Kain who served in the Beis HaMikdash, gets skila. I mean, no, chenek. The Mishnah said, Misas be chenek. Yeah, he gets strangled. Chachamim say, Misa b'dei shemayim. That's what the Mishnah said before. Okay, whatever. So now the Gemara says like this. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Eimer, Rabbi Shmuel says like this. Nema kanazar korev yumas. By here it says, a zar hakorev, a non-koyin, right? Zar is any stranger, a levi, anybody, not koyin, who comes close, gets misa, gets chayiv misa, right? Meaning, a non-koyin who goes to work by the mizbeach, says El Mizbeach LeYikrav, right? And then the pasuk says Hazar Akariv, you must get Misa. And here it says Kol Akariv Karev Mishkan Hashem Yomus. And then it says anybody that come close to the Mishkan is also gonna die. Okay, meaning what was the story? That's the pasuk after Kerach's story. Yeah, after Kerach, the Torah says okay, Kerach's chaver got killed, and then the Torah says. Kol akariv akariv u'mishkan Hashem yomus. So ma'al ha'alim b'day shemayim, just like over there is misa b'day shemayim, avkam misa b'day shemayim. The same thing as Zod, who works in the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Shmuel says, is chayiv misa. So we learn it out, okay, from a Zod akariv yomus to another Zod akariv yomus, right? teaches us a Zod who works in the Beis HaMikdash, you must get Smitsa B'dei Shemayim. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, Rabbi Kiva says no. Neimer, here it says, a Zod HaKariv, you must. A non-Kohen who works in the Beis HaMikdash gets Smitsa B'dei Shemayim. And by a Navi, who by a false Navi, it says, Echaleim HaChaleim HaHu, you must get Skila. Okay? Now, meaning like this. By a false prophet, the Torah says, you must, which means skila. So Rabbi Kiva says, then when it says, here, Azad HaKariv, you must, should also be skila.
Somebody who says that he's a false Navi and wants to step into Beit HaMikdash?
No, two separate things. Just think of false Navi. Come and says, false Navua, get skila. And over there it says, you must. What does you must mean? Skila. So here also the Bikiva says he gets skila. Rab Yechim and Nuri Aimer, Ma'alahal and Bechenik of Kam Bechenik. By a false Navi, it says he gets Chenik. Okay? Meaning like this. There's a false prophet and a prophet that leads others astray. There's two types of prophet. He says a false prophecy, and then there's a Navi that leads other people away, a false Navi. So Rabbi Kiva likens it to one that the punishment is skila. And Rabbi Yechim and Nuri says, no, we liken it to the Navi where you get chenek. Because tam miso, when the Torah says, mois you must, without exactly what it is chenek. That we learned already in the Gemara. Right? If the Torah says, by Shabbat, the Torah says skila. By Avodah Zarah, the Torah says skila. But otherwise, you get chenek. So Rabbi Yechim and Nuri says, no, you get chenek. Okay? Question, what does the word you must mean? So Rabbi Shmuel says, it means to be the Shemayim. Rabbi Kiva says, it's Skila. And Rabbi Yechim Nuri says, it's Chenek. Each one is defining the word you must. Because sometimes we find the word you must by Misa B'dei Shemayim. Sometimes we find it by Skila. And sometimes we find it by Chenek. So the Gemara is learning, when it says, Azar HaKarev, you must, What's the punishment? So there's three Ashitas. Rabbi Yishmael says, Misa B'dei Shemayim. Rabbi Kiva says, Skila. And Rabbi Yechim and Nuri says, Chenek.
What you must is Chenek,
no? Normally, yeah.
Seems like it's more.
No, because it's the least of the punishments.
But it says, what you must, it must be the highest.
It should be. Why is that Misa Chenek? Because it's the least of the punishments. So if the Torah doesn't say what the punishment is,
you go by the least.
You go by the least. You can't give them the strictest. You give them by the most lenient one. That which would be chenek. Even though we learn later in the Gemara says there's different. Remember, we learned the argument of Shimon and Chachamim, Skila, Sreif, Haring, and Chenek. They're Chacham's opinion. Rabbi Shimon, El Sreifus, whatever. Okay.
We have only a few lines to finish.
No, we don't.
Parent.
I know.
You're not allowed to go over.